Hi there, this is Sophie with Modern Classics, where I attempt to prove that ancient stories are like super related to the modern world. Like, super related. For our first episode, which will be broken up into two parts, I'll be talking about one of the most famous women of ancient Greece, Medea, most well known as the murderess of her own children. I'll attempt to explain some of the reasons that her tale has endured over time and how she's become somewhat of a feminist icon, which is weird, sure, but also super understandable. We'll get there, trust me. In this part, though, I'll be sharing the tale of the Golden Fleece so we can better understand her. Before we can examine Medea's problematic actions, we need to reacquaint ourselves with Jason, the rightful king of Iolcus, a hotshot hero and the object of Medea's affections. We start, though, with Peleus of Iolcus, the current king, and an oracle's warning. A man wearing a single sandal will bring about his murder. Yeah, I know, kind of ridiculous, right? I mean, how much harm can one dude do if he can't even remember to put both shoes on? Well, cut to Jason crossing the Apidanus to reach Iolcus and deal with Peleus. While wading the waters, he loses one of his sandals to the current. NBD, right? So Jason continues on and makes it to Iolcus, and Peleus is no fool. It's not so often that a stranger shows up on his shores missing a vital piece of his outfit, so he knows Jason is his man. Peleus also knows he stands no chance against the strapping Jason in a fight, so he devises a plan. Jason can have whatever he wants, however he wants it, if, and this is vital, if he brings the Golden Fleece back to Iolcus. Super simple, right? I mean, of course, to get to the fleece, Jason would have to travel far and wide and through the super dangerous cobalt clashing rocks, which, you know, few have survived. Jason, being Jason, young and a little naive, takes Peleus up on his offer. Sure. Jason will get the fleece, for sure, but he's going to need two things first, a crew and a ship. And so, 50 heroes are assembled to join Jason on his quest. Among them, we have some familiar names, Heracles, Orpheus, and Peleus, not King Peleus, a different one, who will actually later go on to be the father of Achilles, yeah? Athena, the goddess of craft, provides the Argo, their vessel, and thus the Argonauts are off. Their first stop? Lemnos. Now, Jason and the Argonauts detour a lot from their quest, and it would take way too long to delve into it all, so I won't. But before we get to Medea, our tragic heroine, I do want to talk about one of their adventures. So, a little background on Lemnos. First and foremost, it's inhabited entirely by women. That's right, there are no men on this island. Now, this could be a radical feminist statement, but it's not. See, before Jason and his buddies arrive, these Lemnian women stopped worshipping the goddess of love, Aphrodite, which would never happen in the year 2018, ladies supporting ladies, am I right? Anyway, Aphrodite decides to teach them a lesson, and she makes them smell, like, super bad. And all of their husbands, being upstanding gentlemen, of course, seek out other sources of sex. TLDR, the Lemnian women have a lot of trouble dealing with their jealousy and murder all of their husbands in retaliation. Fast forward, Jason arrives and these touch-starved women freak out, like they're so happy to see men. Anyway, before continuing on their quest, the Argonauts hang out there for a year. Eventually, though, they move on from Lemnos and reach Colchis after some other adventures, where the Golden Fleece is. Jason meets King Aetes of Colchis, and let's backtrack again. Aetes has been warned of Jason's arrival. In fact, an oracle has told him that when the one who seeks the Golden Fleece succeeds in taking it, he will no longer reign over Colchis. Like our old pal Peleus, Aetes presents Jason with a conditional. He's all like, "The Golden Fleece is yours if you can sow dragon teeth into the soil with fire-breathing oxen and subsequently survive the zombified horrible warriors who will grow from the teeth as soon as you're done." Which is really reasonable, right? Look, we all know it's not. Even the gods and goddesses know it too. Hera, the goddess of marriage, and a familiar name, I'm sure, comes up with a plan to help Jason. See, she's noticed King Aetes' beautiful and innocent daughter, Medea, hanging around his palace and believes that if she falls deep enough in love with Jason, she'll help him, even if it means betraying her family. After some urging from Hera, Aphrodite sends Eros to shoot Medea with an arrow of love. Yeah, one of those. Well, Eros does as he's told, and Medea falls hard for Jason. So hard that it hurts her. Like, she is in actual physical pain, and the emotional turmoil is even worse. She even contemplates suicide because she can't bear to see Jason die, and she can't bring herself to deceive her father and help him. The love arrow, though, proves too powerful, and she gives Jason some salve that makes him invulnerable to the oxen, and also divulges the secret to defeating the warriors. After that, a lot of stuff goes down, like with a dragon, fratricide, Medea kills her brother, and a wedding of sorts, and Medea, Jason, our newlyweds, and the Argonauts flee Colchis with the Golden Fleece, knowing that Medea will never be able to return. And now that we're all on the same page, I hope that next time, in the second part of this episode, when I talk about what happens next in Euripides' Medea and how she's transformed over time, it'll be easier to understand. Thanks for listening.